Yes, I do. We're going to have Nick Collins, Charlie Pepper, and Jared Bush will work back there. So we feel good. No, that's, I mean, that's where we feel we are for this week. I think Anthony Smith is better than we expected, so we'll see how the week works out for him. Atari is definitely going to be challenged this week, you know, possibly next week. So.
Mike, how's it going to help you playing in a dome in Minnesota and then going into another dome the following week?
Well, the biggest thing about playing in domes, we have the opportunity to work on field turf with the field in the Hudson Center. So, from that standpoint, we have plenty of practice and time on the field turf. It's just really the noise. I mean, that's the thing you have to make sure that you spend some extra time. We feel we've done as good a job as we possibly could as far as going all the way back. We do it in the spring, we do it in the summer, and coming off of one dome into the next, you do have some carryover. We've done some things. Maybe he was down there early in practice, just working crowd noise in the pre-practice too, just to spend a little more time on it. We did last week. We felt it was a good carryover, so we feel like we're built offensively for that, communication-wise, and also with their no huddle that Atlanta uses. It's great work for our defense to work on their communication. So anytime you have an opportunity to stress out your team in a practice environment to improve your communication, I think it's a positive.
Do you kind of feel like if you can handle Metrodome, you can handle anywhere inside?
Well, the score of the game has a lot to do with how well the dome works. So it was pretty quiet over there in the second half of the Metrodome. But, I've played in the Atlanta Dome a number of times. Arthur Blank does a great job on game day. It'll be exciting. It'll be loud. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Mike, what do you think of Ryan coming out, and what do you think of his development in his first game?
I think they've done an excellent job with him, and I think he's everything everybody thought he was going to be. Just having the opportunity to talk to Jeff Jagosinski, who coached Matt there the last year. He's just very cerebral. He's very impressed with his decision making. I think him and Aaron Rodgers have a lot of similarities for young quarterbacks. To be able to manage a game, to operate in and out of concepts as well as they do. So he does an excellent job with an offense that challenges schematically. Mike Mularkey does a very good job. He's been around a long time. So they got a very good run game, and they build things off of that. And like I said, he does a great job throwing the ball where it needs to go and handles pressure very well. So we've been impressed with him.
Like Matt Ryan took over the franchise, or started a pretty tough time coming up the Michael Vick thing. We all know what Aaron went through here. Do you see any kind of like traits that they share in terms of mental toughness, maybe that you need?
I would say consistency in their personalities. I don't know Matt personally, but he seems like a very, very consistent young man, and has been has been successful, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with him. He looks like he's the same personality week in and week out, and I think it has a lot to do with his level of play. He looks to be a very consistent quarterback.
If you look back to Sunday, I mean, that might be the last time you guys go through the circuits of Packers face Brett Favre. Is it nice to possibly be rid of that? If that's
I'm rid of it. You need to get rid of it. So.
Roddy White is
no huddle more at home.
I would say so. I think that's common. I don't know the exact stat for series on the road as opposed to home, but they play very well at home, and the record reflects it.
Roddy White has been their top receiver this year. What have they been doing with him, and how do you plan on stopping him?
Well, Roddy, I just asked this question this morning. I think he would definitely fall in the category of a complete receiver. He has the size, the strength, the speed. He plays with a physical presence. We're able to watch him live out here at Lambeau 2 years ago. I was very impressed with him in person. Sometimes when you don't see players until the first time until you see them live, you appreciate him. So I was impressed with him that day, and it's no surprise to me that he's having this the back-to-back-to-back seasons that he has. I think he has an excellent coach in Terry Rubisky, and I think Terry does a very good job with those guys. So, talented young man, very productive, and obviously he's a target that we need to he'll be one of the targets that we'll be focused on.
Mike Smith said this morning he was impressed with your receivers because he called them interchangeable, and he said that gave you a great advantage in creating some favorable matchups. Can you just talk to that as to how that's an asset for your offense?
Well, that's really how our whole perimeter group is trained from day one, and it has a lot to do with the individuals that are here, and every receiver in the room, and you could even go into the tight end room, and it would hold true there that they play every position. You know, there's technically five positions that the receivers can play, and every player is capable of playing every one of those five positions, and that's no different with the tight ends. You know, there's technically four positions that the tight ends can play, and every one of our tight ends can play those positions. So it gives us the opportunity to maximize our personnel usage, you know, which is important anytime you experience injuries, and you still want to stay conceptually sound versus your opponent. It's a tribute to the players and to their coaches that we're able to be that flexible.
Mike, Don Capers said that B.J. Raji has already played more snaps this year than he had all of last year. What does that say about him as a player?
It says we've been thin at the defensive line, number one. But B.J.'s having a heck of a year. I mean, it was not by design, and he's done a great job with it. I mean, you compare him this year to last year, it's night and day. You know, he missed the training camp last year, and it took him a while to get going, but he's playing at a very high level. He's a player that probably doesn't get the recognition, but if you ask the opponent, you know, the opponent center that he just got done playing against, or, you know, the opponent offensive line coach, I think it'd be consistent that they have a very high opinion of BJ. He's having a very good year.
Mike, Aaron's put together two really good games in a row. What's he doing better than
He's in a rhythm. I think he's just being more exact with his decision making. His ball accuracy has been pretty consistent all year. But I think sometimes you can play a little too fast. Sometimes you can be a little too smart. We had some of the turnovers there in the beginning of the year, particularly on third down. That it's not what you want, but I think he's really in the groove right now. He's playing with a lot of rhythm. He's making plays with his feet, so he's playing the way that he expects to play, and the way we expect him to play as we move forward.
Maybe take some time to get used to life without Jermichael the first couple of weeks after he got hurt.
Well, I don't think there's any question that Aaron went through the adjustment period. I mean, I stand up here time and time again when you talk about, an offensive philosophy. Our offense is built around making the quarterback successful, and that's what everything that we do from day one. I mean, it starts up front with the line and how you run the ball and what comes off the run game and so forth through protections. But when you do everything to make him successful, we had some abrupt changes in our offensive personnel early in the season, there's definitely an adjustment period, and I think he's worked through it very well.
Mike, Dimitri and Nance seemed to make the most out of his opportunities last week. Have you seen growth in him, and do you want to get him more out there and get him more touches?
Absolutely. I think Dimitri's a fine young player. He was in a position where he came from, came from Atlanta. The terminology and was completely different. There really wasn't a lot of carryover for him. I understand football's football, but we do a lot of things with our backs as far as what we ask them to do, and that's why there was actually a number of times that we had packages for him in the game that we just never got to. So it probably took a little longer for him to get on the field than I would have liked. So, and really part of it was really had to do more with our third down struggles, frankly. So not now that we have him involved, he's caught up on everything. I would like to get him more in the flow of the game.
Does having Dimitri this week help with your game preparation at all, considering that he was with that franchise, with the Atlanta franchise earlier this year?
I mean, not really. I mean, personally, I haven't even asked him. I'm sure at some point, you talk to him when the defense, the assistant coaches may ask him a question or two, but at the end of the day, we're going to trust our evaluation, the process that we go through both on both sides of the ball.
Mike, given the way your offensive line has played and the stability you've had, has it allowed you to do more offensively than maybe been able to do in the past couple of years?
That's a good point. I think it's, I don't know if it's obvious to you, but we're carrying a little more volume up front. As far as the run concepts and the protection concepts than you probably normally would. And a lot of that in the past was due to, you know, we had so much change in our offensive line. But it's so important to have continuity up front because, the game really starts up there. And, you know, for us to play the way we want to play and then create some type of balance and continue to stay out of a two-shell game where the defense is, you're playing your one way the whole time. It's important for us to continue to grow and be productive up front, and I think we're doing it.
Clinton Jenkins have a setback with the calf?
Being smart there, Dr. McKenzie, in his examination this morning, he felt that he didn't want to risk putting Kellen out there, so they're just being smart with him today and probably be similar approach tomorrow. And we'll see how his exam goes on Friday.
On special teams, is there discussions about Tremont as such a vital starter in secondary, but using him as a punt returner? Do you reevaluate that from time to time? And are the days of a return specialist, do you believe in that? Someone just...
I mean, it's really a roster structure, question I think I've answered back in training camp. I'm not going to change now the way we approach. I mean, we have two starters, as our returners, and I'm comfortable with that. And I understand the risk involved.